Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio. I am the co-host.
You've definitely dropped the ball, just so you know.
What are you talking about?
You haven't gotten a new liner since February.
It's true.
You know, don't blame.
But there has been this thing called a pandemic.
No, you got Twitter. Come on. You can get it.
I don't do liners over the internet. I'm in person. I'm live.
Are you?
I don't believe in that technology thing.
You don't believe in talent either.
I don't know. This is the same guy who set up the phone and broadcast a lot of things live, and he doesn't believe in technology.
You need to step it up. We need some liners.
Okay. But there's no events. Like, where am I getting a liner from? Break into people's homes?
No, go and break into somebody's home who lives next door to a celebrity.
Well, I've broken into Joe Montana's home and he tackled me.
I don't know what that means, and I don't really know where you're going with that.
Oh, you remember that? You remember when like he had a tackle like an intruder? A guy broke in when his granddaughter was sleeping.
Tried to kidnap
the daughter. Yeah. And Joe Montana tackled the guy in the house.
Yeah, no, that is true. Yeah. You wanted to briefly talk about the golf?
Oh yeah, the match part three is golf. This weekend on Black Friday. I believe it's Peyton Manning and Stephen Curry against Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley with Eli Manning in the cart.
I want to know.
It's a modified format.
What's the format?
Yeah, it's, I think the first nine, it's everyone for themselves, and the second nine, it's best ball. So all it is Mickelson taking on those two.
Right, on the back nine.
Yeah.
But so Barkley's score counts on the front nine.
I believe so.
If that's the case.
It may be alternate shot on the front and best ball on the back.
Which and that's okay, too, because that's still going to screw lefty a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, Stephen Peyton
but he is a pro.
Why is Barkley playing? Why don't they let Jordan play in all these reindeer games?
Because Jordan plays for too much money.
That's probably true. Yeah. But I mean, he was the greatest golfer of any like sports outside of golf. He was probably the best golfer.
No.
Well, who's better then?
Jack Wagner's better, an actor.
Yeah.
Much better.
That's Tony Romanowski, or not Tony?
Tony Romanowski.
Tony Romo. Tell the story. Hopefully, it's good. True that you told me about Tony Romo.
Oh, I saw an interview.
This is awesome.
The host of the show gave him an envelope, and he said this was from Sean Payton. And it was a $10,000 check.
Hold on a second. Sean Payton, head coach of the Saints.
Also, didn't he like get fined for headhunting and like
using the money to was a defensive coordinator
to pay
who,
to hurt
who works for the
player.
Jets now. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, he still has a job.
Same guy who got suspended, though. Didn't he get suspended
exactly.
for a year?
So Romo and Payton went to the same college. They have a relationship, all this stuff. So I guess when Romo was an undrafted rookie, he was signing with Dallas for $10,000. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to make more. And Sean Payton goes, well, I'll talk with Jerry Jones and see what we can do. He was looking for $20,000. That's it. Jerry Jones said, give him whatever you want. If you think that he's this big of a deal, we'll pay him whatever. Sean Payton goes, I can get him for 10. So he went back. He's like, sorry, Jerry only said 10. And he signed. So the check was for $10,000. They're like, here, this is what I owe you. All these years later. And he goes, obviously it shows how well he's doing in New Orleans if he can afford that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Tony Romo could have used the $10,000 back when he was a undrafted rookie.
Yeah, right.
You know, when
a lot more
$10,000 means something.
Before he started the rib company.
Now,
the rib company.
Now, Tony Romo, didn't you say he's the highest paid
broadcaster? Yeah. Pretty impressive.
He is good.
And Peyton was the highest paid coach, I guess, at that point in time of the interview as well.
There was one game I was watching where he called every play. Before it happened.
Right. Well, that's what set the legend of Romo. That was like the first 2 weeks, and now he's kind of tapered off, but everyone still remembers he got them all right.
Well, you know why it's tapered off.
Why is that?
Well, they learned from baseball. So what?
He has the signals.
They have the signals. So it's the team. They're waiting to hear what Tony Romo says, and then they do signals to change the play.
Because he already called it.
They think that's the fairest thing. How close to unanimous? Let's go back to the Pro Football Hall of Fame real quick.
Peyton Manning. I say he doesn't get two votes. Someone's not going to vote. At least
somebody's
two people,
not.
Yeah. To be that person.
Right.
And then he misses it by a percent. No, I'm just kidding. Two people.
What do you think?
He's getting in.
Oh, no. He's definitely
getting in.
He's the face of the NFL. I mean,
that's a big face.
Yeah.
It is. That's a big face. It's a big forehead.
I don't know if he's the face of the NFL, but whatever.
You got to win to be the face.
They're going to play the video montage on his forehead.
Yeah. He's still very disappointed in his mom, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I think
she's the disappointment of the
she's
family.
The disappointment of the family. You know, it is kind of funny. All right, so who are you taking in the golf event?
I'm going to take Steph Curry.
Steph can play.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the miniature golf game.
Holy
of course
moly. That's not even the most important.
And that's not even the best part of the show. Talking about holy moly. It's the commentators. They're the best part of the show.
He is pretty good.
Pretty good.
It is pretty funny. John Daly and John Daly's son will be playing against Tiger Woods and Charlie.
Is that actually?
Oh, it's definitely happening.
Oh, I didn't know they were playing.
It's a father-son event.
Yeah, I didn't know that Daly was playing.
Who do you got in that?
Tiger Woods.
Again, it depends on the format.
It's not a fist fight.
It depends on the format.
His son is one of the best young up-and-coming golfers.
Tiger's?
Yeah.
Because I know Daly's is.
No, Tiger's is too. So, yeah, I'm taking Tiger.
All right, I didn't know the Charlie.
They're going to wear their Sunday reds.
On
they're
Friday.
They're going to win. Of course, it doesn't matter.
On Friday. Yeah. Now, will he have a different sponsorship, or is he going to be Nike too?
Oh, he's got to be Nike.
He needs to go out on his own.
Jordan. He'll get Jordan.
He should go, you know, put the money away.
That's why he gets Nike.
Sad news from the MMA world.
And that is?
I believe it's the UFC, Bellator, won, and I believe the number four MMA company has all decided to pass on Anderson Silva.
Oh, good.
Finally. The sun has set.
Finally. Ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine. But what I understand, and again, I didn't read this, but what I understand is that he was released. Shouldn't he have just, retired and not?
But if he didn't want to retire, he still thinks that he can fight.
But he said it was his last fight.
A lot of people say that, too.
Which is more damaging to a legacy of a historic career? The pillow fight that's going to occur on Saturday night with Mike Tyson or Anderson Silva's last fight with Uriah Hall? Which one changes your perspective?
No one watched and no one will watch either one.
Nobody will watch. Very few will watch the Mike Tyson fight, but that's not going to hurt his legacy at all because it's so far removed from his last fight. Everybody knows this is a joke. Everybody knows. And like I said to Tito Ortiz, who cares?
What's Mike Tyson known for right now?
Marijuana?
Marijuana.
That and The Hangover. Those are the two things that he's known for now. If you asked us a random
podcast show, Hot Boxing.
Is that what it's called?
Hot Boxing on Mike Tyson.
I haven't seen it. I don't
just sit in a room with a bunch of weed smoke and talk.
But that's what people know him for. So, right. Yeah, it won't hurt anything.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt him. And how do you hurt the legacy of arguably one of, I won't say he's the number one, but one of the greatest fighters of all time?
I mean,
he's going to eat your children.
How do you hurt the legacy? You find out one of the fights was fixed. That's how you hurt legacy.
Well, obviously.
And everything else is fine.
Well, in a pillow match competition, he takes the right hand and goes down and doesn't wake back up.
The question is like, if there's not allowed. A winner, you can't have a line on it.
They're not allowed to touch each other?
Still won't lose.
But they have to touch
each other. He could get knocked out. He's still not going to lose.
Oh, I mean, if he just stops breathing. It's like, oh, man, he died in a pillow.
It still wouldn't be a loss.
I think they should get the MyPillow guy from Minnesota to sponsor the Mike Tyson pillow fight. You'd sell more tickets. More people tune in.
I don't think so.
The ring girls in lingerie, you know, they would. I mean, you could make a spectacle out of it.
You know you're going to watch.
If it was lingerie pillow fight,
no,
I mean, absolutely.
You're going to watch.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson, of course he is. You want to see that?
Not really. I mean, I saw George St. Pierre wore his Mike Tyson Brooklyn, New York sweatshirt yesterday and pay honor or homage to the GOAT.
We hung out with Mike Tyson once.
We did.
Where?
Vegas.
In Las Vegas at the Luxor.
Tito Ortiz's birthday party.
Was that before the face tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No. That was prime time.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's very nice to meet you.
I do not remember, but there was.
What if he filled in for Jeopardy?
Waiting to through the roof.
You know what's a shame is that Sean Connery passed away because that's who I'd like to see.
It was fitting. They were very, very close to each other in passing as well.
Yeah, no, that is true. But you asked me, who would you like to see as a permanent?
Will Ferrell should do it because he's the guy who does it on.
I don't think they're going to go a funny route.
Yes, too.
Well, too soon. At one point, I think he may slide in.
Well, he could be one of the interim.
Yeah.
I can see
a Ryan Seacrest doing that show.
Stephanopoulos, they've said.
Well, he's got He's got Regis' spot.
He was on
Sesame
Street.
He can't fill in for Regis, and
he
can't.
He doesn't have Regis' spot.
Was he have Strahan's spot?
He has Strahan's spot.
He has Regis. It's always Regis' seat. It's Regis' seat.
Just like the co-host seat.
It's always Trebek's seat.
Just like the co-host seat's always Sean's. It's always going to be Regis'.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Kelly is Regis' replacement.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're not saying Kelly replaced Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened because Regis was still there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Kelly replaced Regis.
No way.
No.
No.
Regis was the main character.
Doesn't matter the main character. That's the seat that is being filled.
Right. The seat, Kelly moved into Regis's seat.
No, no. It's still. That is.
I disagree.
Nope.
No.
The
nope.
star of the show was Regis.
You've been outvoted. We checked the ballots twice.
Call Judge Platinum. We're going to let him decide.
So Seacrest is gone and we're bringing in Tyson. It's live with Regis and Tyson.
I would almost watch it if Tyson was on there. I'm really still good. Boycotting it, but I would consider watching it just to hear Tyson talk.
Consider.
I mean, he could not do Wheel of Fortune. I mean, too many vowels and consonants.
So Sajak's job's safe.
Sajak's going to live forever.
He could do the weakest link. You're good.
You are the weakest link.
I'll come here and punch you in the face.
All right, we need to hit this break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. More shenanigans, and then we head out to Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA Bobblehead.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstott from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
time. Live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. We'll talk a little bit about this weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town. Should be an interesting game. We'll get to that here shortly. Right now, let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday night, UFC Fight Night. Curtis Razor Blades against Derek Lewis. Let's welcome to the program Josh Parisian. Josh, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know it's only Wednesday, but how's fight week going so far?
So far, it's great. I mean, it's my first experience with this, and I'm getting free clothes, and everybody makes me feel really important, so that's pretty cool.
Free clothes, that's always awesome. And just so you know, I normally don't say this up front, you're going to get some free clothes for coming on this program as well. So we're going to keep...
Oh, that's awesome.
I typically do very little research because I want to get to know the guest when they come on, but I did happen to see a little clip about you as you were explaining how you got into MMA, and I loved it, and I found it very interesting. If you could talk about that and let the audience know that.
Yeah, I got into mixed martial arts because of a rough childhood. Just grew up in a very abusive home. Somebody in my public speaking class when I was in college, they did their assignment on the UFC and mixed martial arts, and I had never heard of it before. I asked him about it. He invited me to come and train with him and his friends. It gave me some confidence, which I didn't have a lot of confidence after, you know, a very mental, physically abusive childhood. And it was enough for me to just quit college, which I don't, you know, advise everybody to do. But and then I moved to where there was a gym, and history ever since.
I loved the story. I always said that Max Payne's experience, he was delivering pizzas and he drove by and somebody was training in their garage and that's how he got into MMA. That was my favorite story until I heard yours. You know, the school and hearing the story to me was phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. Let's get to know you a little bit. I asked some of the same questions of all the athletes that come on. Four people are going to come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Cannot be family and cannot be, you know, guys you train with and, you know, people you, that you necessarily know. Who's coming over? Who do you want to hang out with for dinner?
Ooh, wow, that is a crazy one. Okay, let's see.
I hope you didn't think we were going to talk about your fight.
Yeah. I like unique questions. Am I one of the four people or I'm inviting four people?
You're inviting four people.
All right, let's go with... I'm going to say Adam Sandler. I think Adam Sandler's hilarious. Honestly, I'm going to pick all funny guys, probably. Kevin James, I think he's hilarious.
Let's see the theme.
They can be dead, too.
Yeah.
Wait, they're alive when they're there, right?
Well, they can be alive. They can be passed away. It's entirely up to you. They'll be alive when they come over to your house for dinner.
Oh, okay. I didn't want a bunch of dead people there. Okay.
That's awesome.
It'd be a lackluster conversation.
That's great.
Let's see.
Where's Alex Trebek?
What's that?
I said, where's Alex Trebek in the Jeopardy music?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to go... with Rise Against, the lead singer of Rise Against, just because I can't think of anybody, and I would love to meet him, and the lead singer of the Devil Wears Prada, another really, another band that I really like.
Okay, well, you must have known what my next question was, because you're going to have a concert in your backyard. Three bands are going to perform. Yeah. I'm going to assume that two of the three you've already mentioned.
Yeah, no, definitely Rise Against, Devil Wears Prada, and let's say Silverstein.
Okay, and I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of any of the three of them.
Yeah, they're metal.
I will, I'll Google it. I'll look them up after this. What's things that you watch on TV when you relax? Do you try to get away from the fight game? You don't want to think about fights, or do you want to think about fights?
Like during fight camp or just anytime?
Just, you know, when you're trying to relax, you know, you're trying to get away, you're trying to clear your mind. Do you still want to watch fights or do you want to watch some other stuff on TV?
No, I watch fights when they're on the on Saturday and stuff like that, and I watch the Contender Series, but, like, I've seen Game of Thrones all the way through at least 12 times. I love it. I like the show Vikings. Usually what happens is, like, there are shows that it's hard for me to try a new show, but if I like it, I'll just keep watching it over and over, which I recently heard that's kind of an anxiety thing. So if you keep watching the same show, you know it's going to happen. That doesn't make you anxious. I don't know if that's why. I don't think I'm an anxious person, but it might be.
Interesting. Well, I've never heard that, but I watch some of the same shows over and over and over and over. You know, King of Queens, I watch nonstop.
You like Kevin James too then?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I met him at a UFC event.
Really? Oh, my God. That's awesome.
A big UFC guy. And I'm sure you've seen the show with there's about six UFC fighters in it. Boss Rutten is in it. Frank Trigg is in it. If you haven't seen that episode, it's definitely pretty good. Memorabilia. Do you collect memorabilia, you know, from your career so far? Do you want to collect memorabilia?
I do have some stuff. I have like seven amateur belts that I retired that I have. But I would really like to, I haven't figured out how I'm going to do it yet, but I'd like to frame whether it's my shorts and the poster or whatever it's going to be and kind of have like a wall of all my fights. I thought that'd be cool.
Very, very cool. And if you don't know anybody, I can hook you up. I know people that make those frames and, you know, whatever you need, I can help you get. If you could get one piece of memorabilia from anything that's ever been on planet Earth, what is that one piece of memorabilia that you'd like?
Ooh, memorabilia. So is memorabilia only like a celebrity thing, like an athletic thing?
Oh, no, it's absolutely anything. And I'll tell you what the best answer I've ever gotten, unless you top it, once you give me your answer.
Okay. The best memorabilia. One thing that I would really like, and it's kind of a goal of mine, is I would like to have a T-Rex in my house. The whole fossil.
That would be cool. That would be cool. I asked a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and I always ask, you know, to me, this is a way for fans across the country and across the world to get to know the person that I'm talking to. You know, we could talk fights. You know, if they're a fight fan, they've seen your fights. They'll be watching you on Saturday. But I kind of go with the WWE theory that, you know, we want people to get to know you so that they'll tune in and root for you or root against you just so long as they're tuning in and watching. So I asked this former Buccaneer, and he's like, I don't collect anything. I said, Leonard, I get that. But if there was one piece of memorabilia, and he's a very religious person, what would it be? And he thought for a minute, and he goes, Jesus Christ sandals. And
yeah,
I said, I'm Jewish, and I would want those. I'm like, are you kidding me? That could be possibly the greatest piece of memorabilia ever. What is?
I wonder if he'd wear them just once.
I don't think he would, but yeah, you wonder that, right? Maybe you could get some superpowers just from the sandals. What's the strangest, craziest, outlandish thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight, I had a guy scream, "No, no, stop!" And I stopped fighting, and I looked at the ref, and the ref was like, "Well, keep going." Okay, and then hit him a couple more times, and the ref jumped in.
So he didn't want to stop the fight.
No, I don't know if he didn't hear him or something, but I just stopped and I kind of stood up and I looked and what do we want me to do here? Is it over?
That is crazy. What can you tell the audience that you want to tell about your opponent?
Actually, I want to go back, if you don't mind, to that last question.
Sure.
After that fight, I was the first fight on the card, and the next fight, everybody started jumping into the cage and getting into a fight. It was a big brawl, and then everybody in the crowd started fighting, and the cops ended up coming and shooting smoke bombs into the event, and it was like a crazy thing. It was the Perini Arena in Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, you can probably look it up and read about it, but it was crazy. I was the only fight that happened that night.
Wow.
Well,
you were fighter than I.
Yeah.
that is interesting. Our research guys just wrote it down, so we will look that up. Tell me a little bit about your opponent.
You know, I don't know a ton about him. When I was in the Ultimate Fighter tryouts for Ultimate Fighter 28, he was there as well. He got through every single cut like I did, and we went through all the medicals and stuff. So he seems like a really cool guy. I have him on my Facebook, seems like a cool family guy. I have a lot of respect for him, but as far as the way he fights, I don't really know. I don't watch my opponent's videos. Just because if I watch their videos, for some reason, it relieves my nerves. And I really want to be nervous when I'm in there because I fight much better when I'm nervous.
Really? I've never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. That's... It's almost like the best way I could describe it is like a wild animal coming out, and it's like it looks mean. I don't know anything about this thing. I'm more on edge. And I'm more alert. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. No, I mean, I understand like I'm sharper. That. You know, if you're aware of some things that your opponent may do, you may be just looking for that and not worried about anything else. I understand it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, if I'm like, this guy has a really good left hook, and I'm just like, oh, when's it coming, when's it coming? And then he does something else, and then I just was not ready for whatever else.
Yeah. No. I could definitely see that. Who are some fighters that you enjoy watching?
Oh, let's see. Fighters I enjoy watching. I really love watching Justin Gaethje. I like his style. I like his just come forward, throw punches. I feel like that's kind of like me. Let me pick another person.
I mean, I don't have to. We can just go Justin, the human highlight.
Yeah, let's just go Justin.
That's okay. What can we expect to see on Saturday night from you in your fight?
Well, I can't make any promises, but I can promise that I can give, you know, my best effort, and that I always come push forward, and I'm always throwing punches, and I'm always trying to get a knockout, and usually in the first round.
I'm sitting here, you know, I've been covering the UFC since UFC 1, longest running MMA show in the country. You know, you get feel talking to athletes, and I talk about this a lot. You seem like the nicest guy in the world, but that switch has got to be flipped on Saturday. I'm like sitting here like, this is the coolest dude ever, but you're going to get in a fist fight on Saturday. How do you turn it on and turn it off?
I don't really know if there's a turning it on and turning it off. I think it's just my perspective of it, and fighting is not really like a violent thing for me. I mean, it's violent, but like it's more of just a game at this point. Like, my perspective of fighting might be different than somebody else's perspective who isn't a professional fighter. Like, it's just, we're just playing chess. We're playing a game right now, and I'm just trying to beat you at this game. And I never have any, you know, issue with anybody. It's just, that's just part of it, I guess.
And that's what I was just getting ready to say. The other thing that I did see, you know, when I was kind of looking you up a little bit, it's, you know, and you mentioned it, the guy you're fighting is on your Facebook page. You know, where there's so many fighters, and, you know, the Diaz brothers come to mind. They've always said, I don't want to like who I'm fighting. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to fight this guy. You know, and here they're on your Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's all right, guy. He's cool. I haven't talked to him since the fight, but I can see, you know, him being a family person and things that I can respect. And being a real person, too, is something I respect. I feel like some people put on, like, some sort of like fake facade. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Uh-huh. And I, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've always wondered, like, who is the person that I want to be when I'm in the UFC? And now that I'm here, I just want to be myself. I don't want to be anything other than that. If that doesn't make me money, and that doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not a big deal. At least at the end of it, I'll be happy with myself.
Very cool. I am looking forward to watching you on Saturday night. Josh, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. We're going to put you on hold to get your address, so, like I said, we can send you out some swag from 8 Man Strong for coming on the show today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, and thanks for the free clothes. They're awesome.
We will talk again soon. That is Josh Parisian, getting in the Octagon cage, UFC Fight Night. Curtis Razor Blades taking on Derek Lewis. We should give away a bobblehead. I didn't have you on.
I know.
You walked away.
Yeah.
I'll text Dave right now, and if he's not working, we'll see if we can get a bobblehead.
That'd be
and,
awesome.
And give that away. Or we'll just give away yours.
You could, but
that's a better idea.
I like that one better, don't you?
Will you sign it first?
Yeah, of course.
Josh seemed like the coolest guy.
It was pretty cool.
You know, just down to earth. And that story, I know that you walked away. He was in his class. He was in a college class.
Right.
And the person next to him did a project on the UFC. That was his first, that leapfrogged Max Griffin delivering pizzas and seeing the guys fight in the garage that he told us when he was here. Good stuff. Can't wait to see Josh in the Octagon on Saturday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. All our times have come here, but now they're gone.
Seasons don't feel the real. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA Bobblehead.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
This is Knockout Radio, live from Tour de Pizza. Welcome back, Randy.
Duh. No, it's not duh. It's the only one.
But it's still, well, it's still duh.
Still duh.
You told me it wasn't duh.
Well, now it's duh. There's only one left. So you got to subtract. It used to be two minus one. Now it's one.
Right. So it's one. It's not duh.
Right.
Right. Okay.
What's always duh in my heart?
Kansas City Chiefs coming to town this weekend. Thoughts?
It's going to get ugly.
I think it is.
It's going to get real, real.
The Air Nation is upset already.
The one thing I did notice is that Mahomes guy.
He talks like Kermit the Frog.
Not only does he use a whole lot of ketchup on a steak.
He does.
He does talk like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he does. But he's the new Peyton Manning.
I heard him on the Hillsborough commercial.
And I don't mean football-wise.
The commercials?
He's got more commercials than Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I just heard another one. It's like for a local furniture store.
Oh, really?
That's probably Kermit. That's not.
Well, no, he did the Hillsborough Diamonds.
That's what it was.
And I was like, that guy. That's Kermit the Frog. Right?
It was that one. But now he's got the State Farm. He's going to take over for Jake.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. So.
He's got the golden ticket until Jet Pittman gets up there.
Yeah, it'll be a while. I mean,
Michael Pittman's claiming that Jet's the star of the family. He's.
First of all,
he's the one that put it out there. I didn't put it out there.
I'm going to have to reach out to him.
He put a picture there.
Let's get Micah there first.
Yeah,
Micah. Is there any question that Micah makes it into the NFL?
Oh, yeah, he's going.
For sure. And Michael Jr. had a first 100-yard game.
Yeah, and then he had his first touchdown. Did you notice? Did he go back and get the ball?
I didn't see.
Because he left it.
He did.
You know, I know you want to act like you've been there before, but you haven't.
He's never been there.
But you haven't. So when you haven't been there yet, you need to take the ball, if nothing else, for your dad.
And if you need the trophy case, you have a place in downtown St. Pete where you can get one.
Yeah.
you can probably find a place to store a ball.
Puckett, one of the guys that works there, it's Puckett Displays, 5th Avenue South and about 24th Street. He took me back into his workroom where he's building displays and stuff. So, like, the apparatus that I have for my jerseys, he built. And it's like a tree stand. And they just hang. I would say I'd show you, but you're not allowed into the main studio.
Well, yeah.
You have to work your way there.
That makes sense. You're, for insurance purposes, probably. Well,
only very few people are limited to come in there.
Does the NFL have a dress code policy? Like, do these young stars, they get to wear their
some teams
Nike logo jogging pants, or do they dress up? Like, is that a preference? Do they do it because of choice, or do they do it because it's contractual?
It's not contractual. It would either be their preference, or that's that team's regulations.
Like a code of honor or whatever.
Well, no. I mean, some teams, some coaches require.
Like Cam Newton. Like, he shows out every – I mean, it's like a contest, right? Like a who could be the most edgy – I mean, did you see his wardrobe this past week?
I did see it.
He was, like, auditioning for the Price is Right mountain climber.
Yeah.
he looked just like him.
He did look just like him.
So, and then they lost. Does he bring two outfits? One if he wins and one if he loses?
No. Because you wear that get up if you win, for sure.
But he wore it there. I'm talking about when you leave, when he normally wears like the Indiana Jones hat and things like that. Does he have it just in case? Does someone switch it out of the bus?
I don't know.
They got the Cam win and the Cam lose.
Has anybody done the Jimmy Denning, Roddy Piper,
kilts?
Kilt in the NFL?
I don't know. I don't know if they have. I noticed
I'm going to say yes, and only if it was Cam. Because he's the guy that pulls off the skirt.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else would do that. Jimmy was doing some stuff in Vegas where he wasn't even wearing the kilt anymore. Mike was wearing the kilt.
Okay.
Which to me was kind of strange. That's your gimmick. That's your thing.
Right.
I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. He mentioned how he boxed with a former Gold Glove world champion who was in like his 70s or 80s. And he said that he didn't land a single punch. And I said, well, I can relate to that. And Sean, you were at this. I once rolled with Matt Hughes in London when he said, come here. Because Sean and I rolled and I was a little aggressive. So Matt got mad. Matt goes, okay, now you and me. I go, you and me what? He goes, now you and me are going to roll. So Matt mounted me and said, you have 5 minutes. And I said, 5 minutes to do what? He said, 5 minutes to get out. I'm like, Carlos Newton can't get out. That's who you're fighting on Saturday. What do you... 5 minutes. Longest 5 minutes of my life.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was brutal. because if you're rolling with somebody, it's better than you, but you're still going to be able to at least flip.
Right.
You might not be able to flop, but you can, You ain't moving. But Matt Hughes could still do it to you or me right now.
No, don't. No. Everything you do is segregated. Everything you say is like separate.
We are not segregated. World is not segregated.
You say like you and I are never together. It's never our show.
We are never
like,
together.
Like we're not a team. Don't say we would still get submitted by Matt Hughes.
I didn't say submitted.
Or get out of. You wouldn't
You
get
ain't
out.
Getting out.
I would get out.
You ain't getting out.
I would get out all day.
There's no way.
I'll take the bet.
Take the bet. You have a better chance of beating Usain Bolt.
I could do that, too. He hasn't been training. He's not been running. I'm running pizzas like a madman.
Oh, my
God. And Usain and I are in the same edition of GQ magazine.
Yeah, we know. What's the busiest pizza day? Is it the day before Thanksgiving?
Halloween. Halloween, typically. Second, Super Bowl. Third is day before Thanksgiving.
I find Super Bowl, I don't believe that.
It's more like big parties. So it's a big, huge groups. So it's a lot of large catering orders, like 10, 20, 30 pies. It's not a lot of volume. So you're not over 100 orders in a night. You're more like 30, 40 orders. But they're all average, you know, $200, $300 each.
Before we go hit our last break of the afternoon, MMA bobblehead, we were talking about it. We're running the spot with Bruce Buffer. If you could have, and it can't be you, Donkey.
It can't be me.
It can't be you.
I'm a legend.
Donkey.
In this sport.
You're a legend in your own mind. Who would you like to see Dave Manley make next? What MMA bobblehead, and he has been saying that it's just MMA related, and he's mainly, well, I think it's all he's done is UFC, so we'll stay in the UFC.
Okay.
What UFC fighter would you like to see him do next? And Sean, you know, is there somebody that you'd like?
Well, let's see.
And not, you can't be Dave Manley in this because Dave Manley has to go business wise. What's going to sell? What's going to make money? What's going to bring money in? We're not thinking money. We're not thinking business.
I'll be honest. I think I'll lie to you this time. I think the Sugar Shane O'Malley, where he had the braided hair and the rainbow colors, where he threw that one walk-off knockout straight punch and just walked away. I think it's iconic, and I think that the image of like the style of his hair and it's trendy and it's cool and he's a rising star. I think that would be an epic bobblehead.
Don't have a problem with that.
Dana White.
I would like a Dana White.
That'd be cool.
I remember when they used to do those action figures, and even before they were one quite action
like,
figures.
Round five or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, round
like that.
Five. I'm the one that mentioned to both companies about the Dana White. Which I do have. I do have a Dana White in the other studio. So, I mean, that might be. Now, whether Dave Manley can pull that off with Dana, you know, who knows?
What about Mask?
I'd love that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, a Charles Mask.
The problem with that.
That's the character. That fits
that would be awesome.
The bobblehead.
I don't know if, you know, again, business, and I said this isn't business related. I'd go with Charles first. I think that would be awesome. But from a business standpoint, there's so many people that now love this sport that have no idea who Charles is.
Yeah.
You know, tap out's now a WWE thing. It's not even, you know, an us thing. So, all right, before I get in trouble, let's go hit this real quick break, and then we'll close it down for the day. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors?
Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA Bobblehead.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back, final few minutes here. Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and StaffZone.
Archie Manning, is that Drew Brees' backup?
Still the backup. They'd rather put him in there than Jameis.
Yeah, what does that show? You know, here people thought Jameis. Did he even play Sunday?
No, there was not a single play in the playbook, I guess, last week for Jameis Winston.
So he didn't throw any interceptions. So.
He did not. He was zero
interceptions last week.
But he ate the W.
He did eat W's.
He's going to get himself a ring, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
It would be fitting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Here.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be fitting that it's here. And then do you wear that ring proudly?
Oh,
here when he sells his house, of course he does. When he does the
viewings, puts it on the counter.
Come look at this.
Yeah, but it's not the Bucks ring. It's the Saints ring
next to the crab legs.
Oh, you got to keep bringing up the crab legs.
Of course,
it's all about the crab legs.
Nice. All right, we got UFC Fight Night coming up this weekend, boys. Since you're not watching the Mike Tyson Pillow Snooze Fest,
I will not watch it.
You got Curtis Razor Blades versus Derek. My balls are hot. Lewis.
On fire.
My balls are on fire.
Who do you like, Sean?
All right, we're starting off with the big one on top.
Yeah,
big
he's dogs. Starting at the top. Why? Because he looked at the fight card and he can't pronounce half the name, so he's just going with
But I thought he's Brazilian and he can.
Well, during your interview, you're talking about Bart Simpson going to be one of the four people. Eat my shorts. It's fitting that Derek Lewis is on the main card.
Never seen any episode of Bart Simpson.
Eat my shorts.
Never going Derek him. Lewis.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm going Blaze all day.
I am too. I think
Blaze is dangerous. He's a beast.
I just think he's a more well-rounded. You know, I mean, Derek Lewis can knock not only your lights out, but he can put his fist through your skull. I don't think Curtis Blades is going to fall for, you know, what happened last
year. Yeah, the Volko. Yeah. Like, he's not just going to give the fight away in the last 40 seconds.
Might be last 20.
Your co-main event, the light heavy, Anthony Smith versus Devin Clark.
I'm already on the road home because the main event's over. So.
Really?
Right.
I'm already asleep.
I'm already gone.
Yep.
You know, I can't help you on this one.
Like
I started the wrong way.
Like I told Gina.
Oh, you want me to start at the bottom?
I'm asleep 3 seconds after.
Normally you do.
Why? You'll build up.
Exactly.
Like suspense.
Exactly. Well, for that exact reason, that's why they have walkout fights and such, because you don't want people leaving. You started at the top, so the card's done.
I'm not interested.
Speaking of walkout fights, did Mike Perry's song get scrapped?
Yeah. He rolled with it.
Halo?
Yeah, Beyonce. And he was singing it.
Mike Perry not the greatest showman in the UFC?
Showman.
I mean, he did the dance with the Charles, the Brazilian cowboy fight. He took the shine from Charles' walkout fight.
He didn't take the shine away from
him. He took it.
He just had a great time, and
he had the crowd on his side as the Brazilian cowboy was walking to the cage. All the crowd was cheering for Mike Perry, his opponent, not for him walking out to that song.
Mike Perry's there to have fun.
Mike Perry's.
He didn't have a whole lot of fun last Saturday, but.
But he didn't knocked out. I mean, went to decision.
No, I understand that.
Is there honor in that it didn't? No, you know, that it went to the decision.
is their honor.
Do you think the guys, like, does it make a difference for him if that he didn't knock me out, he didn't take me out, he didn't submit me, like, he went all the way the distance?
I don't know about if honor's the right thing, but you don't want to lose by TKO, KO, submission.
You don't want to lose, but, like, do you think it's redemption of any kind? Like, hey, I didn't bring my best, I missed weight by 4.5 pounds, I wasn't focused, I got a baby on the way, and this guy brought his best, and he didn't even knock me out. Do you think that gives him any kind of encouragement going forward?
I don't know.
I'll say yes.
As opposed to Anthony Smith, who his corner, you know, like, he was begging to get out of the fight, you know, like, you know, because his corner wouldn't throw in the towel. He was, like, ready to lose his life in a battle he couldn't win.
Was that the teeth episode?
It was. The chiclets are falling out of his skin.
The chiclets in Jacksonville?
We got another Iron Sheik tweet 4 minutes ago. Hulk Hogan, you are worse than when I try to make an important call, and instead of who I want to speak to, the your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system lady answers instead.
So next time you're with Terry, ask what the Heat's
and
about.
I found the Wendy's one. He said...
that's what he's been doing all day.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
It was... where's the beef with Hogan? And then Wendy's goes, hey, Bubba, the beef's in our cheeseburgers, which are great, unlike that jabroni Hogan.
Wow.
Wow.
And then Iron Sheik said, Wendy, Bubba, did we just become the best friends? And Wendy goes, you know it, Bubba. The real respect's real.
Wow.
Hey, why does everybody try to take down the goat?
I don't know.
First of all, he's not the goat, and I told you this.
It's a goat.
I was watching, and I started to bring it up, and we have a few minutes. The Undertaker was with Stone Cold. First of all, he's not Stone Cold. He's Steve Austin. And they talked about that Stone Cold was the persona. I'm Steve Austin. And he asked The Undertaker the same thing. Are you The Undertaker or are you Mark Calloway? And so he talked about it. And I learned so much of Mark Calloway, who I had the opportunity to meet. Were you at that?
I was not.
That it was for the Angelus. It was a Chris Hovan event. And Mark was there signing autographs.
He got choked up thinking about the story.
Not really. It wasn't that. But he talked about, like, the losing streak, you know, the thought process of him losing to Brock Lesnar. And he said that he would do whatever for the company, but he went to Vince. He said that Vince walked in, and he said to himself, this isn't good. Because normally Vince sends for you. But for Vince to walk into his dressing room, he knew what he was about to tell him. And he said, I didn't have a problem with it, but what didn't make sense is that Brock didn't need it. Brock didn't need to be put over that way. He said, I wouldn't have minded losing to Roman Reigns, you know, who needed the push. Mm-hmm. Brock didn't need the push. He's already the champ. He's been to UFC. Just that whole thought process of what Mark Calloway was talking about was cool. So if you get a chance on the WWE Network, I guess it was a two-dealy. And I really enjoyed it. And I don't like to listen to other shows and whatever, but I found it very enjoyable. It was on after Survivor Series.
Did he also take a shot at the GOAT by claiming that he was not the GOAT?
What they both said, Ric Flair came up.
Right.
And they talked about Ric Flair, and they both said that Ric Flair is the GOAT.
See, that's blasphemy. Who cares what Stone Crab and Mr. Captain Underpants says about... You know,
just because that's your boy,
that's my boy,
other people are allowed to have an opinion.
Listen, Hulk Hogan leg drop Statue of Liberty and took over the symbol of America.
When he picked up and body slammed.
There's nothing more American than Hulk Hogan coming down the ramp with American flag all oiled up, yellow and red. That is my childhood. That's everybody in the 80s childhood.
Is that your dream?
That's
to
the
oil
only,
them up?
That's the only image I have in
no,
the 80s.
But do you really want to oil them up sometime?
I mean, not anymore.
Not anymore.
but there's nobody bigger. Come on. Everybody's just jealous. They're jealous of his greatness. And the Iron Sheik can go on back wherever he's from. Where's he from?
I believe it would be Iran.
Is that where he's...
I believe that's, well, that well, that's the script.
Yeah. Well, we have contra affairs
he
with
might
them.
Be, he might be from New Jersey. Well. I mean, you know, who knows? But I would not say that Hulk Hogan is bigger than Ric Flair. I'll give you this much. I think they're compatible. I think, you know, they're in the same... I'm a Ric Flair guy. That's all I can
that's
say.
That's because he's on your screensaver.
He is. I've been with Terry more than I've been with Rick.
He was born in Iran.
Was he really?
Yeah. He lives in Fayetteville, Georgia right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I know we only have about 40 seconds left, so I'm going to let Matt McClellan cry to end the show.
Uh-oh.
It was a very emotional. I saw it on your Facebook, the selling of your childhood home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents say...
You looked at me like, what are you talking about?
No, my parents built their dream home. You know, my mom's a three-time cancer survivor. And the
three times.
The house was three stories. The laundry was in the basement, and the bedroom's on the top floor. So my mom, when the wheelchair ramp came in, we knew she needed a better quality of life. She's a survivor. She beat it all. She got back to her feet. Now she has a brand new home to live in.
Awesome. Congratulations to the McClellans on their new home. Enjoy it well. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Thanksgiving, boss.
This is Knockout Radio. We've been brought to you by, and always will, 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.